Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town on KTLO. Thanks to Kim Saichu for letting me fill in for today. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us our good friends from the Baxter County Library, Adina Assol and Andrea Belt. Ladies, welcome.
Hi, thanks Hello. For having us.
Hey, it is mini golf time at the library. If you haven't been to mini golf at the library, this is one of the most unique events that we have in town. It's hard to find a unique idea, by the way. You know, I mean, everybody's done something at this point.
But exactly.
This is a lot of fun. Tell us, when is mini golf at the library?
Okay, mini golf is July 9th, and it's all day. So we have a family play day during the day from 9 to 4, and admission is only $5. And then we have a fundraiser after hours, which is 21 and up, and it's $40. And it'll have hors d'oeuvres and mini golf and music and photo booths and all the fun that a fundraiser should have.
All right, so you play 9 holes of mini golf, right?
18.
Oh, it's a full 18.
Yes, full 18 plus.
I guess I never made it all the way through the course last year.
No, it's upstairs, down the stairs, and then all of downstairs. And we also have a hole-in-one that you can try out for prizes.
Yeah, I remember playing the hole-in-one. It's really, people get really creative. You have different organizations, different businesses that come in, and they are in charge of their hole.
Exactly. So, for instance, we had Knights of Columbus come in, and they had a character I can't remember what character it was, but they had a character for the kids to play with. And then we had another sponsor bring in little Hot Wheel cars to give everybody. And there's always just some fun challenge at every hole.
I think even the bank had like their squirrel.
Yes.
Mascot at one point there for a certain time during the day so the kids could come and take pictures with their mascot. So it was really fun.
And you get the best of both. Like during the daytime, it's for kids and families. And then you close the doors and then you have a party for 21 and up.
Exactly.
So lots of sponsors are involved. Lots of people help out with this event.
Oh my gosh. We have some great sponsors and a lot of new ones this year. I'd like to mention them. So we have Alex and Kostin Hoffman, who are realtors, Crawford Dental Care, Knights of Columbus, Mike and Katie Risk, Natural Smiles Pediatric Dentistry, North Arkansas Therapy Services, Baxter Health, First Community Bank, Little T's Mini Golf, Kidspiration, Legacy Fitness, Diatley Dental, Kinetico, First Security Bank, Century 21 East, Kelly Horn Johnson, Centennial Bank, Lakeview Auto Sales, Hopper Termite, and Edward Jones Heather Shockley. That's a lot.
Are those all the whole sponsors?
Those are the whole sponsors. We okay. also have in-kind sponsors. Mm-hmm. We have KTLO, of course, TKO Entertainment, Parlor Brewing, Breckenridge Guide Service, Raps Baron, and Norfolk Brewing.
Tickets are available at the library right now.
They
tickets are on sale, right?
Yes, we encourage you to purchase your tickets early so that we can have a count of, you know, how many people we might have. But tickets are available at the door for those last minutes.
So for the date night.
For the evening mm-hmm. event. For the but evening. Do you need tickets in advance for the daytime activity?
No ticket is needed for that. Just come and
yeah, there'll be a table as soon as you come in the library doors. You'll see the table set up. It'll have the golf clubs and the balls. We'll have some volunteers there, and you just come on in. If you have children 12 and under, they're only $2. You pay your admission. You grab your little putter, and then you just take off.
And of course, this is a fundraiser for the library. What is the library able to do when we have these community fundraisers?
Well, the library, as you know, property taxes alone do not fund the library. So these fundraisers are necessary to get the word out that we do need funding, but also just to help us reach our 100% funding. The
yeah.
foundation gives about 30% of the library's operation budget every year.
And that just goes back towards programs, services, even furniture and things around the library. All those things, they have to come from somewhere. So that funding helps us get our jobs done, basically.
Absolutely. And hey, July, it gets a little hot around here in the summertime, especially in July. So it's a perfect time. And I'm sure y'all thought that out, but it's a perfect time to spend the day in the library.
Absolutely. That's why it's a fun and unique thing. Get out of the heat and come come in with the air conditioner and enjoy us play some mini golf.
And Andrea, I mean, it's a busy, busy time at the library right now. Tell us what all's going on.
It's always super busy at the library. Right now, we are just head over heels in our Unearth a Story summer reading program. So if you haven't registered for summer reading, the adult summer reading, then the youth summer reading programs are open. The reading challenges are open. So take a look at our calendar at baxlib.org/events. That's where you're going to find all the programs that we're doing, all the registration for it. You just need your library card, type the number in, and get registered for that. So we've still got several seats open. I know we've got a Cretaceous Creations. That's kind of hard to say. Cretaceous Creations illustration class coming up, among some other things. So
is that shellfish?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think it is.
Maybe you and I should both take that class.
We should.
Well, and it's not too late to register. I mean, I know everybody thinks that, you know, you've got to register right when summer starts and everything, but it's ongoing. There's different events all throughout the summer. So if you're on vacation and you miss some time around Memorial Day, now it's still plenty of opportunities available.
And sign up for those wait lists, because a lot of times people will have things come up, they cancel. And if that's a class that you really want to take, you really want to get your kiddo into, mm-hmm. when somebody cancels on that wait list, you're on that wait list, it will send you an email. It will let you know that it's moved you up into the class, so that way you can go ahead and show up.
It always amazes me how many people come into our county library every single day. It's really a truly community gathering place.
Oh, absolutely. Every time I drive in and I'm coming to work a little bit late around 9 o'clock opening time, I see a line out the door or a group mm-hmm. of people gathered waiting to come in right at 9 o'clock.
Hey, and I know a lot of us are traveling this time of year. Don't forget, you can listen to audiobooks from the library for free with your library card.
That's right. We've got our Libby app. And the best part about that Libby app is that there's no late fees. So if you are like me and you forget to turn your books in, it will go ahead and just send those right on back to the library before you're even incurring a late fee. And there's so many things available on there that we don't have available like in a physical copy, mm-hmm. but you can get an ebook, you can get an audio book. I spend a lot of time driving and listening to those. So
as do I. It's one of my favorite features that you guys have. Adina, remind us again, mini golf, how do we get tickets?
All right, mini golf, July 9th. You can get tickets for the after hours event at the library now. And if you want to play for the family part of the day, you just come and show up and you can get your ticket at the door.
It's great fun, and you'll be amazed at what some of these people come up with their whole ideas.
Yes. it's really creative. It's fun. And there are prizes for the most creative, and you can vote for those.
There you go. Hey, ladies, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KTLO.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at ktlo.com.